Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Bad people.
Don't look at that yet.
People loving. I didn't.
Okay.
It's not mine.
Okay.
It's yours.
It's mine. Okay.
Part two of the new format.
Let's not say new format just yet.
No, of the new format that's being tried.
Well, I'm not tried. I mean, this is an experiment.
Most places close for retooling.
We decide to air it.
This is for us. This is therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick change. Didn't feel really like doing this week, really, for some of us.
So
two people involved, and I wanted to do it, so...
You know, not pointing fingers.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you stupid, but it was cold.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 63 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole, and your name is?
Chris.
Chris.
Yep.
And as we mentioned in the intro, we're continuing the new format, so it's going to be us reading a random list of stories and also some questions, you know, for us to respond to.
I could be reading yours. You could be reading mine.
Yeah, any of that.
We could be mutually reading.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
In stereo.
On a cookie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
That's gross. Can't tell you that.
Hmm?
I can't tell you that one.
Oh.
Five Moroccan protesters set themselves on fire after security forces. I really wanted you to get this one. It makes me angry that you didn't.
I just like how you begin a story with the most blunt... statement of like what happened, like what horrible act of violence transpired.
I don't know, but
okay. All right.
Five Milwaukee teenagers were castrated by a beer bottling machine. I don't know. Five Moroccan protesters set themselves on fire after security forces prevented them from bringing food and water to fellow demonstrators. The men were part of the unemployed graduates movement that swept Morocco, where unemployment is only 9.1% overall, but around 16% for college graduates. Sympathizers had been bringing the protesters food and water until security forces stopped them 2 days ago. So the five people that subsequently set themselves on fire went out to get food and then threatened to set themselves on fire if they were stopped from returning with it. A member of the Moroccan Association for Human Rights explained, sure enough, the security forces prevented them from re-entering and they set themselves on fire. Three were wounded badly enough to be hospitalized and two are in critical condition.
After setting themselves on fire.
Ablaze.
Self-immolation.
I will cook these hot dogs on me.
No, it's a grand tradition. You know, it's the famous picture of the Buddhist monks in, I believe it was Vietnam, setting themselves on fire in the middle of the street. It's a really famous picture. It was used on the cover of a Rage Against the Machine album. That's not why it's famous. It's famous because it's a very striking picture of a man dying by being on fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the same art that they used when they cooked up the rocks in Requiem?
Cooked up?
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. You know, the weird, you've never seen Requiem for a Dream?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, really?
It's a blind spot in my...
Yeah, no doubt, right? Yeah. I figured you would wax intellectual about that.
No, I mean, I know what it's about.
Oh.
I've read synopses. I just haven't sat down to... Shock. No, I just... I only have room
for what?
So what?
Synopses? Yeah.
Like the plural of synopsis?
I don't know. I thought that's when we ordered the same thing at dinner.
I thought that's when you could taste colors.
You want to go synopses? Sure, I'll have a hamburger too.
Thought that's when you could taste colors. No, that's synesthesia. No, isn't that how the revolution in Morocco started? Not in Morocco. What is it? Tunisia? Yeah. Or
the world is revolting at this point. So.
Well, I mean, it's just, it was one of those things where like that was, that's an effective form of protest.
I'm pretty sure that every country in the Tiny Toon song is in upheaval.
The Tiny Toon song.
Or was it Animaniacs?
Can't that remember. Was Animaniacs. Okay. It was Animaniacs. All right. Chris, Irish welfare officials are giving a wake-up call to their clients. Dubliners have been a bit too chill when they turn up to collect their welfare checks. So the agency is banning pajamas in the office. The increasing use of pajamas as day wear is alarming officials throughout Ireland, who have begun to ban PJs at Irish schools and shops. Even the U.S. is going to the mattresses. God damn you, Chris. Even the U.S. is going to the mattresses over the issue. A Louisiana legislator is proposing making wearing jammies in public a crime. Chris, wardrobe ain't a crime.
I don't want to see your pajajays.
Man, these people should never be allowed around a college campus. You would be surprised how many girls... usually, mm-hmm. would just show up in their pajamas.
Their waistband rolled down, making them low-rise jammies.
Bearing their midriff. Yeah.
You sleep sexy, girl. Yep, just stay asleep, just like that.
Just like that. No, it's an epidemic, and I just...
Ding dong, I'm here with your breakfast meat. This is class warfare.
Well, it is.
It really is.
Well, I mean, it's lazy warfare.
The poor people.
Yeah. Not all poor people are lazy. Not all lazy people are poor. But it's, you know, it is going after the poor lazy people.
No rich people wear pajamas.
What's that?
No rich people wear pajamas.
They were like fancy monogram silk pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, if you walked around in fancy monogram silk pajamas, people would still be upset with
you. Alpaca hair undies and a dickie.
Alpaca dickies?
A pack of dickies.
A pack of dickies.
I'll pack a dickie.
No, that's... I don't know. That's... Yeah, that's... It kind of seems like a stealth way to cloak it, right? Don't do that. Don't do that.
It seems like a stealth way to cloak it. Yeah. If someone looked in your closet, how would they judge your style?
Insane. How about you?
They would say that I'm the most realistic animated character ever.
Me or you?
Both of us.
Okay, both of us.
Yeah.
That, I've never seen you in anything other than that hoodie. Ever.
Well, what else would I wear?
A different hoodie?
I don't want to spend that money.
You got that from Gabriel Brothers, right?
Long time ago. So I've worn all my others out. I haven't bought a new hoodie since I bought this one.
The hoodie that you're wearing, it has a picture of a cartoon gorilla on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a name on the front of it. Can I say the name?
No.
No?
No, the cartoon gorilla is crushing a can of what appears to be banana cola on his forehead.
He is. So he can recycle it. He's the recycling gorilla. No, we've gone over the topic of my wardrobe forever before. But that just goes into, I can't understand how people wear pajamas in public.
Oh, they judge yourself.
I don't.
Who gives a shit?
Well, I guess, but I mean, maybe they should give a shit. People are trying to take away their money. No, but that's something that I encounter, like, when I tell people I work from home. Is you know, well, you stay in your pajamas the whole time, right?
Well, you save money.
By staying in your pajamas?
Yeah.
How so?
No, and by not having to go to, not having to buy dress clothes to go to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know that, but I mean, just to go from, like, oh, so you wear, like, you know, like a t-shirt and jeans while you work? Yeah. To, like, oh, you probably just roll right out of bed, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be the same, though, you're a professional gospel choir member.
Okay.
Same difference.
Extra long sleeves, Chris.
You're wearing a nightshirt. For Jesus.
And only.
Only you.
Only you can make this world seem right. Online recruitment from Monster Worldwide, Inc. forecasts a weak start to the year and said it will cut jobs, as it does not expect the global job market to improve in the near term. Shares of the company fell 15% upon announcing the 7% reduction in its global workforce, which amounts to 400 jobs.
Doop, boop, doop, boop, boop, doop, boop, boop. Ironic news.
Wait a minute. So they aren't saying like there's going to be less jobs in general. They're just saying like there's going to be less jobs at Monster.
Here. Yes. Monster.com will be employing less people.
Monster is bullshit. Have you ever like looked on there for anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scary.
It's awful.
It's scary.
It's everything is like be a telemarketer for AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. Doesn't matter what category you look at. I looked at wet nurses, you know, just .com for a hobby.
Or did you search that?
No, on Monster. And it's like, hey, do you want to nurse some babies? Okay, cool. Then, you know, might as well sell
steak knives.
Steak knives. Chris, second place, steak knives. First place, a convertible Cadillac. Third place, you're fired.
Hmm.
Sign on the line that is dotted.
Worst movie.
Oh, God, I just...
I'd rather,
worst opinion ever.
I would rather Chris, set through Grumpy Old Men 2 or Grumpier Old Men if you choose to buy into that.
But Chris, they fight with a swordfish on a cruise.
That never happened.
Yes, they did. They dance with sexy
old ladies.
Chris, that's a redundancy.
To you. A number of schools in the Boston area will be celebrating No Name Calling Day, the result of anti-bullying legislation prepared by the state governor, right? The Massachusetts governor. Students are encouraged to wear black to black out bullying. Boshk.
Hey, pussy.
Yes.
Hey, pussy. Pussy, climb that rope. I don't understand why you're being so mean, gym teacher.
I got $5 if that pussy climbs that rope.
I got $5 you won't get it 5 feet off the fucking floor. Goddamn pussy. You're the principal. Why are you saying that?
Why? Hey, that's a nice shirt.
That I'm wearing. Yeah, Chris, I stand in solidarity for the past several years of my life. I've been tuned into this cause.
You have?
Yeah, blackout bullying, Chris.
You were bullied, right?
I wouldn't say bullied. I think I was just ostracized and left out.
Menaced.
Menaced, yeah.
Yeah, menaced.
Get it out.
Just stuttering.
Yeah, no, I was... No, I wasn't a popular kid by any stretch of the imagination.
I can't ever think of anyone who...
What?
Nothing.
Anyone who was popular?
No.
No?
No, That would say that you were.
No.
No. I was infamous.
Yeah. Infamously unpopular. Bullied? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you were unpopular. I think the impression that I got was that you were non-popular.
I was not a populist.
Right. Yeah. Right. You were an individualist. You know, yes. You told people harsh truths.
Yes.
You spoke truth to power.
More like Orville Redenbacher in that, yeah. I was popu-horned.
Populist secret?
Yes, that's correct.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Chris, Facebook poll.
Ooh, that's the first one you've had.
Yeah. What is the most overrated thing in the world?
Jelly beans.
Really?
Yes.
Even like Jelly Bellies, like the multiple flavors?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Just anything? You just think they're awful candy?
Just overrated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seasonal at best.
Seasonal. You get a black one in there and it's all awful and you have to like go drink a glass of water and spit out.
What was that bag of junk that Emma had from church?
It was a bag of orange slices and I saw a leaf
there
or two
was,
in
yeah,
there.
And some licorice.
Yeah,
some,
she had
some
black
dandelion
licorice.
Leaves. And dandelion weed and
Is that church feeding children garbage?
I think that they might be using reclaimed food.
Eat some garbage for Christ.
Yeah, I think that was scavenged.
Your daughter is eating garbage for Christ.
Garbage for gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trash for the Trinity.
Yeah. Trash for the Trinity.
Eat some garbage, save a soul.
That's the one. That's how you meet people you need to save. It's over a plate of garbage.
over a hot steaming plate of garbage. A hot steaming vat of garbage.
I was just thinking about why nobody did the song Betty Davis Eyes, only Michelle Bachman Eyes.
Just because H.P. Lovecraft was the only one who was brave enough to write about such unnameable horrors. No, I think one of my favorite quotes regarding things that are overrated, it was Christopher Hitchens. He said that the three things that are most overrated are God, sobriety, and anal sex.
Absolutely.
it's apt. You have to agree with all
taking,
those.
Taking or giving?
He was male, so I assume giving. Hmm. It's, taking too. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
A simple and dangerous new method of making meth is filling hospital burn units around the United States with expensive and usually uninsured victims. Making meth has always been a risky job, traditionally requiring bathtubs or sheds in large spaces. But the new technique, sometimes called a one-pot method, requires just a 2-liter soda bottle, putting the highly unstable chemicals right in the brewer's hands. This new method also uses less pseudoephedrine than old recipes, yields usable drugs in minutes, sounds wonderful, and is much easier to conceal and carry. It has become the production method of choice, and about 80% of meth labs busted by the DEA in 2010 used the technique. Exact numbers are hard to judge because few burn victims admit they were making meth. They'll say something like they were working on their carburetor at 2 or 3 in the morning, and things just blew up. So they don't know for sure, but 25% to 35% of the patients are meth positive when we check them.
They were just working at their carburetor at 2 in the morning. Just,
that's all I'm
out
doing.
In the desert on their RV, their RV's carburetor. Yo, Mr. White.
Why do you...
Give me that 2-liter of Mountain Dew, bitch.
I don't know. Don't know.
Respect the chemistry, Jesse.
It's a 2003 Winnebago. It's not fuel injected. That's weird. This is a Ford engine.
It's kind of riding light on the suspension, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Usually there's about 5,000 pounds of furniture in there.
Yeah. Mm.
Huh. It's weird,
it's,
right?
It's like there's like a stainless steel table and ventilation system.
Is that Bryan Cranston?
That's Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, get over here. Stop it. Stop it, Bryan. Take off that mustache. It looks weird. We've talked about that before, right? About the shake and bake?
No.
I've heard it on so many other podcasts that I think that...
What, that story?
No, but just the shake and bake method. No, what I'm thinking of...
You want to try it? It's like it's like having a flamethrower in your hands.
No,
You do, don't you want to try to make meth, though?
Well, no, because like you can like poison yourself forever. You're forever poisoned.
You can mix cleaning ingredients in a shower and poison yourself.
Well, yeah, Chris.
Well, yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is nothing gets my bathroom zesty fresh like mixing ammonia and bleach. It's my recipe for success and lung bleeding. No, I mean I'm curious, but like
mein Führer.
Am I like, kind of like I'm curious to like make my own battery, you know? Just make, get to make your own battery kit. Get a couple of vats of acid, you know? Just roll with it. Make your own power. Just gonna live off the grid.
What else are you curious about?
What's that?
What else are you curious
doing
about?
Doing meth.
I am too. But I am.
I just I'm not a meth man.
Not a meth man.
I'm not a main guy of drugs things. Like you said, it's not been a thing of me. I think that
it's not been a
thing.
Are you uncomfortable right now?
No, I just
should I turn up the light? Maybe swing it a little bit.
Yeah, swing it just a little bit.
Slam on the table.
No, I'm not a drug.
Blow out this candle and watch this smoke go up in the light. I'm gonna ask you one more time.
Gonna answer me straight. Put it on a cigarette on my arm. No, I just I think that my personality is already. I have enough anxiety and hangups that like there is probably only like one specific combination of of substances that would like make me feel good, whereas everything else would just like crank the negative aspects of me into overdrive. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, you want a candy flip to bed, colon roll a ho ho.
No, I was reading this article about how hallucinogenic mushrooms are being used in depression and anxiety research. And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I mean, I've heard about that just in kind of like transcendental therapy. It's like, okay, you know, we take you to the brink of liminality, and then, you know, you can accept that, you know, there's only certain rules to this reality. And, you know, everything is kind of like chill after that. Assuming you don't vomit and have a full panic attack, but, you know, give me that.
That's mine.
Is it?
No.
Chris, don't swoop my story.
To read it.
Dear Abby, my 18-year-old daughter, Olympia, is a beautiful, intelligent young woman who graduated from high school last spring, was accepted to 2 universities, and started her first job. When she lost it recently, she was devastated. Instead of trying to find another one, she decided to turn to prostitution. When I asked her why, she said she doesn't want to work her butt off for peanuts. Although she would like to work her butt on penis. Other family members and I have tried to make Olympia see reason, but she's determined to do this. I am extremely frustrated by her decision. I have warned her about the danger she'll face in that, quote, occupation. I know she's of age and now needs to make her own choices, but I'm afraid for her and don't want to lose her if I have a huge argument over this. What can I do? First off, don't worry about losing your daughter to an argument. Worry about losing your daughter to AIDS. Perspective.
I am not going to work for peanuts.
she does know a lot of organ grinders. And by that, I mean she's grinding on a lot of organs because she's a prostitute.
I am not going to be in the Geek Squad. The Geek Squad will be in me.
Oh, God damn it, Chris. I love that. Starts out like, you know, prom queen, 2
you,
colleges.
You named
a job.
Her Olympia.
Better than naming her Aphrodite, you know. It's, Olympia's a name. It's one of those things. It's a name. It's something that you can call a person.
It's a thing. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's your line.
That is my line, isn't it?
That was your line. A $600,000 CDC, or Center for Communicable Diseases, CDC?
Center for Disease Control.
Okay, gotcha. All right. We need both of those? They sound so similar.
Yeah, CCD and CDC.
They each probably have a $600,000 t-shirt budget. So this study really is not, yeah. Anyway, the CDC investigation, which cost $600,000, has concluded that Morgellons disease has no physical cause and is not contagious. The disease manifests as sores on the skin with fibers embedded within. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Many sufferers believe Morgellons is a government conspiracy.
Chris, what is Obama hiding? Yeah, I've got bugs crawling in and out of my skin. They are nanofilaments spread by chemtrails that are dropped onto me by the secret Zog Zionist government trying to monitor my thoughts and make my life a living hell.
I've got bugs. They're multiplying.
I'm losing
all control.
Oh, the power you're supplying. It's electrifying. Chris,
moving on up to the deluxe apartment in Chris, the sky. Do you die from Morgellons?
I mean, eventually the cuts get infected after you scratch at them.
Can you see like some scientists be like, "Oh, I'm just gonna dump in some more Tuskegee and some Morgellon."
What is Obama hiding, Chris? I've got this box full of scavs, each and every one of them has microfilament nanomachine particles that have been spread by chemtrails. I'm losing my mind here.
How chemtrails work?
I can't stop picking at these weeping sores. I'm just covered head to toe with weeping sores that have little threads inside of them.
Dude, you are so sad. Keep
pulling them out.
If a municipal team makes their mascot a weeping sore.
Oh, don't let them hug you.
The Fukushima weeping sores.
It's been a year, we can laugh. Hey, Chris, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be cool to be a DJ at a club?
Nope.
No, no,
not really.
You just see, you lay down the beats to get the ladies.
I know a DJ.
To get
in
the
a
ladies
club.
Shaking it.
I know a DJ.
Oh, it's a very
club.
Unsatisfying life.
It's not good for you.
It's all the ecstasy you can eat. Is it dead mouse, Chris? Be serious with me. Is it dead mouse?
What dead mouse?
Is it DJ dead mouse?
No, it's not. No.
I don't know. I think it'd be fun to make people happy, but that's why we do this show. Mm. It's better if you're on ecstasy. Chris, feel this hair. It's all Morgellons.
A college student in Kansas got more than she bargained for when a used textbook she had ordered from Amazon contained a small baggie filled with white powder. The title of the book, Understanding Terrorism. Fearing anthrax, I don't know why. She promptly alerted authorities the next day. I'm going to sleep on it.
You know, no problem. I'm going to sleep on this bag of anthrax, potentially.
When you woke up alive...
It wasn't anthrax.
Then you started wasting their time. It wasn't anthrax, but instead, $400 in cocaine.
Chris, understanding terrorism. It's all about perspective.
And like, you know, 4 grams of cocaine there. Good for her.
Is that the street rate?
Sure, why not?
I have no concept.
Probably pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know about this stuff, Chris. I'm a good boy
for breaking her heart.
Plenty of people get creeped out by the thought of their parents having sex. How many people think about that? But few are as extreme as one Florida teenager who called 911 and asked to be placed in a Christian children's shelter because she heard her mother having sex. The 15-year-old girl said she had not been abused by her mother, but being able to hear her mom and her mom's boyfriend having sex at 4 a.m. made her feel disrespected. The woman told police that she didn't intend to wake her daughter up, unquote. Chris, the only crime is getting caught.
I'd like to go to the Christian children's home, please.
Please, please. My mom, who is a grown woman who pays for the house that I live in, is having sex and I can hear it.
I would like to live someplace where I don't have to wake up for school to mom grinding on Steve. If I could, please.
They're all named Steve. Daddy was Steve.
Daddy was every.
Mommy's nights are an unending parade of Steves with different faces.
Steves. One Steve drives in a Honda Accord. Another Steve drives a Dodge pickup.
Steves everywhere.
There's Steves.
He's trying
everywhere.
To reconnect. A Christian's
Steve
children.
Works at the airport. Another Steve works at a Subway.
Another Steve grows a stevia garden. Boom. No. Chris, we're so spoiled in modern times. I mean, in a lot of ways. And I'm a victim of this. But think about back in the frontier, you know, back in the Waltons, back in the Laura Ingalls Wilder days when you just had, you know, big sky country. You know, a little in a one-room cabin where, you know, all 17 kids and mom and dad, you know, slept. The 17 kids on the floor, you know, on hay mats, and mom and dad in the bed.
Yeah.
Just getting freaky next to their 17 kids working on 18.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
No, they went outside.
Did they?
Yeah, they humped on a warm bed of dead Native Americans.
So that's why it happened.
Yes.
Chris, what's your favorite genre of music? Be specific. We established last episode that you love Pink Floyd.
I don't really love Pink Floyd. I don't really love any...
You're all about it.
No, I don't really love any kind of music.
No?
No. No, I listen to lots of different kinds of music.
You do?
Just depends on the day.
What do you listen to recently?
I don't really have anything on my iPod.
No? I mean, podcasts. Yeah,
lots of podcasts. That's it.
Yeah.
But I don't have music.
Yeah?
No.
I mean, what are you hip to recently? Let's share.
Like, I don't have anything.
Let's lift up the kimono here. Let's
I don't
share.
Have any music.
Wait, I mean, if you were to sit down and listen to something, like, what's your preference? A genre, Chris? Be specific.
New music that sounds old.
God, why did you just sum up my answer, too?
Yeah. New music that sounds old.
Yeah. No. You got me turned on to one band 6 years ago, and I haven't put it down.
And I called you and I told you, I was like, hey, you need to listen to this band and tell me, what is this?
Yeah. No, it's Ockerville River. You should like that. I need to talk to them about getting them to write a theme song for the show.
Would they do it?
Use one of their tracks. I don't know.
Would you do it for Fireballs?
What's that?
Would you do it for Fireballs?
No, Gary, he writes the music for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, he's good.
Does he really?
Uh-huh. No, I like new music.
I don't listen to that.
No, you should listen to the Zombies episode.
For why?
What's that?
For what?
Because you played that game.
So we could talk about how great that other one is?
How great the other show that I do is? The one that you're not involved in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
Could you guest me on it?
It's so good, Chris.
Would you guest me?
You could call a voicemail. I'm not going to pipe you in.
Why not?
Because you're going to ruin it.
We'll do a cooperative crossover.
You need to play the game.
It's called vertical integration.
You don't play video games though, Chris.
No,
you don't listen.
It's upstream diversion.
you got to go a couple steps up in the stack. Yeah. No, that's
driving people to dubload.
To what?
Dubload.
To The dubstep?
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 Did you see that video of acapella dubstep?
No, I don't know what dubstep is.
I don't either, but I think that there's a video. It's acapella dubstep.
Is that Skrillex?
It's a burrito.
Is Skrillex dubstep? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't listen. Website design software.
No, I think you're thinking of. I think you're thinking of Ruby. No, I listen to indie rock because that's the person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Long Winters, Ockerville River.
That's who you fancy yourself to be.
What do you mean?
You just are what you think you are.
please say what?
Nothing.
God damn it, Chris. I like those bands.
You're a vessel.
I'm a vessel.
That leads to an ocean.
God. I'm so angry.
To stick to the rivers and the streams that you're used to. Quoth the lefty, nevermore. Remember TLC? They burned down David Justice's house.
Was it lefty or left eye?
I think it was left eye.
Left eye?
Yeah, okay. She had the...
She had only a right
glare
eye.
Glare from the sun in that eye.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, what can our listeners do?
I'll check us out on Facebook. They can call the voicemail, 419-528-TDRK. Leave us a nice little message on there. If you'd like to be put on the air or on the podcast, you will be. Assuming you are supportive and complimentary.
Speak up.
Also, you can do the whole duckfeed.tv thing and click on the links and the stuff there and leave comments. Also, you can do it to the iTunes and leave a review. Subscribe from there.
Oh, yeah.
Use it as a jump-off point. You can subscribe on whatever sort of app you have on your Android device or tablet.
On your Palm Mobile.
On your Palm Mobile.
On your Rim.
Yes.
On your Rim Tab.
Your Rim Tab.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's like what you can do.
Yeah.
Tell a friend in person, in real time.
Yeah, face to face. It's all about intimacy here.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's it for me.
Okay. Good night.
Night.